I don't even know your name.
Didn't we sleep together?
I have a thing for bridge and tunnel guys when I drink.
Just call me Bridge and Tunnel.
You took me out for cheese fries.
Oh. I was born and raised in Brooklyn. My father was a security guard for over 32 years, with nothing to show for it. I've spent years on the ground floor refining my skills, in hopes that one day I'd make enough to take care of my old man. All I needed was a chance.
I'm gonna make you rich.
What?
You are going to work for my competition.
This is stealing trade secrets.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. Because you want to know how the other half lives.
Morning. We're reinventing you. Let it go. Go. Breathe a little, just let it. If you want to be accepted, you have to look the part. Let it go. You have to fit in to get in.
Welcome to Icon.
Thank you.
Doc Goddard.
Adam Cassidy.
This is Emma.
She's one of those Ivy Leaguers. Princeton.
Yale, actually.
I'm trying to sleep my way to the top. We're covered.
Considered a loner, I couldn't.
Yeah, you could.
People, welcome to another edition of A Review with a Bastard. Today, I am not your bastard on this show. This lovely lady is.
Hi, people.
She's like, hi, people. Hi. Hey, how's it going? You sound like Eddie Redmayne from Jupiter's Ascending. He's like, fucking Lord Voldemort over here, whatever, just going, hey, people. Hey, how's it going?
Yes, except I killed a bitch in 5 minutes, so.
Ah, okay. People, you don't understand that the darkness took over, because to all you naysayers out there to prove that I said I'm racist, I have a black female on the show.
Yeah, a black female who doesn't care nothing about that stupid Ghostbusters movie, dude.
You know you're looking forward to that fucking Ghostbusters movie. Come on now.
No.
Well, you know, it's nice to have a female on here to get her opinion. Because, you know, a lot of women are saying that people are hating on it just because it has women attached to it. I'm like, they ain't got shit to do with it.
Okay, first off, that's just exploitation, pure and simple. That's all it is. Exploitation of women. Like, they know women are going to go and see it.
Yep.
Regardless. Like, they're going to see that 50 Shades of Grey movie. They're going to go see it.
Hey, that's a good movie. What you talking about?
Okay, go.
So you should have seen me in that theater when I had to go watch it. I was like, I had my dick in my hand and then the other hand over it. I was like, oh, shit, about to get hot up in here. Then 2 hours later, not a goddamn sex scene at all. I was like, oh, deflated boner right now. All right, well.
You mean much like the sex scene in this movie.
Oh, well, it's pretty much like the love fucking bullshit-ass relationship. And she gave him a look in this film as if she was just like, oh, I thought you were Chris. Oh, okay. Just leave him.
Yeah, about the same thing.
Yes, but people, we're here, obviously talking about paranoia, and I got, oh, you know what I didn't introduce? I got Miss Amethyst Chaos on here, Queen of the Darkness.
Fair bad news, apparently.
Yeah, you suck, Amethyst, yeah. People, if you don't know Amethyst Chaos, she is our resident movie spoilers news dropper. She just gives us all the fucking news that lights up our day and shit like that. And I don't know if that's a positive or a negative, but yeah, I hate you, Hamid.
Yeah, don't
worry. Yeah, thank you for making my days even worse. But luckily, I always have alcohol.
That's plenty of
parents. So, Amethyst, now, how long you been a spoiling bastard for now? It's been a while now.
Probably over a year.
Damn, a year. And you've been with that darkness, all that dark cloud that's been filling you with CJ's ignorance, I see.
No, I'm immune to that ignorance, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, damn, excuse me, whatever. Shit, maybe I should replace you with CJ then. Or maybe I should replace CJ with you then. I'm sure you and Cody would have a lot to talk about. Just don't let him take you to a hallway.
I'm in a whole different state, so I don't see how that's possible.
What state are you in?
Louisiana.
Oh, shit. You alive still, too?
Yes.
Oh, man. What is up with all the goddamn black people on this site being from the South? Shit.
I don't get it either.
Got Mac 2.0 in goddamn Alabama. You in Louisiana. Daryl's ass is in Atlanta. I mean, damn. Shit. Shit. Man, so is that my demographic for black people? They got to be in the South?
I guess so.
Oh, okay. That's nice. What part of Louisiana are you from? New Orleans?
Nah, the boring part, North Louisiana.
Natchitoches?
No.
Okay, that's where my family is. They live in them woods and shit like that, so.
I live in Washington.
I don't even know where the fuck that's at. Okay, anyway. She lives in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. It's nice to know that me and Cody are the only two from a state that matters. But anyway.
Anyway, this movie is directed by a guy who did The Ugly Truth and Killers. Written by Jason Hall, the dude who did American Sniper, and that 2009 movie Spread with Ashton Kutcher.
I'm still waiting for a good movie in that list you just brought up. Like, where's...
No. Well, do you count... Do you like Vantage Point?
No.
Then abandon all hope.
Oh, okay, good, man. I only hope I had in this film was Gary Oldman. Then, my God, that man is British, and that had to be the most embarrassing British personation I've ever seen. It was horrible. It was embarrassing. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. I had two of my favorite actors this week in movies I had to watch and deliver some bad performances. I was like, oh, first Eddie Redmayne, now you, Gary Oldman. Don't hurt my heart like this. Harrison Ford, I don't really give a fuck about you and him, also.
Neither do I. I never have.
Yeah, but I know one thing you did care about. That Liam Hemsworth.
Care.
That Josh Holloway. Mm-mm.
I don't care.
That Lucas Till. Mm.
That poor bastard.
That Richard Dreyfuss. I know you was looking at that.
Okay, one, the only old man I like happens to be Jeremy Irons, so...
Oh, but Jeremy Irons is a smooth Southern, dude. That's why I should... That motherfucker put that Louisiana charm on you and be like, Miss Chaos, let me run my fingers across the ivories while you fetch me a pot of tea right here. You know what?
That movie didn't get any better.
I shouldn't have did that, because now people are going to be like, that nigga really is from the South, too.
Right now.
Hey, I'm Creole, people. I get a pass, shit. Shit. It's in my blood. Oh, but Miss... Miss Chaos, this is your choice of the month. You are the lucky number two. I don't know how lucky you are to be spending 30 minutes to an hour with me, but hey, to each his own. You know what? This is your show. How about you give us a plot synopsis?
Honestly, this is just... What else do I have to say? It's just basically a guy who tries to rip off one company, ends up getting screwed over. Then he tries to screw over one guy because the one guy is making him screw over.
You know, it's nice to have someone smart on this show to say words like, you know, espionage and pronounce it right and shit like that, whatever, because I was just like, damn, I'm glad she's here, because I wouldn't have been able to give that nice-ass synopsis you just did, because I would have just said, basically, Liam Hemsworth, real life just came to truth where he continues to get fucked over in life, but, yeah, to each his own.
Well, pretty much. Like, actually, both of them, honestly, like, both Chris and him, because you have Chris Hemsworth, the guy who's proven himself as a good actor, and this year is looking like to be a good year, because after Black Hat Bomb, they moved In the Heart of the Sea all the way in December, the week before Star Wars.
Are we? Because I saw a trailer for that, and it says still March. I saw one when I went to go see the SpongeBob movie. They showed that trailer or whatever, and I have no fucking idea. I'm not. I went to go see SpongeBob people, whatever, and they showed the Heart of the Sea trailer, and it said March still, because I had looked it up too on my little phone app here, and it said December, but all the trailers are still saying March, so.
I guess they haven't gotten around to changing yet, so.
They don't even know. Or you know why? It's because that movie is so goddamn good. They were like, Ron Howard said, I'm going to get that Oscar this year, baby. I'm getting that Oscar. I'm getting that damn Oscar. I ain't releasing March. You crazy? March? Nah, hell nah. December.
Yeah, because Chris did get screwed.
Yes, Chris did. Chris and Ron Howard both got screwed. I mean, they didn't even have to win, but a nod would have been nice. That would because that well, that easily was one of the best films of 2013. Rush.
Yeah, I've been keep trying to see it, but every single time something comes up. I don't know why, but...
What the hell is wrong with you, then?
I don't know. Unfortunate circumstances.
Is it because you're black, that's why?
No, that's not it. I'm pretty sure. It's just because,
Is it because you have a vagina?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to get out the basic formats here. I was like, you
okay,
know.
Okay, well, just because I have a vagina does not mean I let it rule me, okay? The same way you feel that your dick rule you.
Hey, my dick got me in that theater to watch my boy Chris Hemsworth take that shirt off. So, hey, don't you judge me, shit, okay? I was there. You know what was sad about this film is that every time Liam took his shirt off, I was like, you can just put your shirt back on. You.
Every time he took his shirt off, I felt like me and I need to introduce him to my brother. Like, maybe you should eat a few more meals, man, because you're looking a bit thin.
I thought you were going to say every time he took his shirt off, that's when you got wet or something.
No. Every single time he took his shirt off, I kept getting images of Jack Skellington.
Oh, wow. Damn. I didn't go that bad now, but shit. I mean, the brother is an underwear model. Let's say it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a good enough body, but, you know, when you see his brother, you just like, well, shit. Why would I want a B when I can go for the A, you know?
Not really, because if you compare it to The Rock, he's practically a toothpick.
Hey, now, don't you talk about Chris Hemsworth now, okay? You stay on your Liam, okay? Yeah, you keep The Rock out of this. The Rock is the most electrifying man in all of entertainment, so.
I know, because look, let's face it. If you were to come down right now, he is so charismatic, that hammer goes straight towards him and he catches it without even looking at him.
I wish he'd throw that hammer at me one day. I'd catch it with my mouth. But anyway.
Anyway, back to this horrible film.
Yeah, which you keep saying wasn't that bad, and then as I rewatched it, I was just looking at it and was just like, this movie is sucking the soul out of my ball sack right now. I was like,
that's what I mean by it's not that bad. It wasn't so bad to where it offended me and made me angry. It was just bad enough to where I was like,
Okay, there's two types of bad. Well, there's more than two types, but there's two types of bad in the film industry or whatever. One is so bad that you have to see it, and one is so bad that it's so goddamn boring. I see no point in seeing it. That's where this one falls in. This one falls in. It's so goddamn bad that it's so fucking boring that I do not see anyone wasting their time. Why the hell, mind you, why the hell is Amber Heard even on the damn cover of this damn poster? She is forced. She is forced in this movie like goddamn Lois Lane and Man of Steel.
Yeah, why was she in this movie? Because isn't his dad motivation enough to get him to do what he needs to do in this movie? Like, I got nothing from that chick.
I had a big problem with this because I hate to bring out the. I'm sorry, people. I got two black people on here now, so I gotta pull out that race card. The beginning of this movie, these motherfuckers is flat broke.
Yeah.
How the fuck did he open up his own business at the end of this goddamn movie?
That's what I was thinking. It's like, oh my god, this is the contraband ending all over again.
No, this, to me, you know what I said? This is white people. This is what I said. This is white people. Broke to them is like 10 grand, you know?
It is like, I admit that apartment was pretty nice.
Man, okay. These motherfuckers, first of all, we don't have any money. We lost our jobs. And I just got out of jail pretty much and shit like that. But you know what I'm gonna do? Hey, I'm gonna buy I'm gonna rent out some space in this beautiful ass building, mind you. Because when he went downstairs in the lobby when he was talking to Amber Heard's character, I was just like, damn, this is a straight up office. He straight up buys an office, gets employees, a receptionist, and all this. And I was just like, who the fuck is paying for this?
The FBI apparently.
What? What? Oh my god.
Don't you remember the end of the movie? Like how he apparently set up, which, you know, he has a plan.
Oh my god, it's some bullshit. Okay, pulling the race card. Had that been a nigga, they'd have beat his ass and took him with him. That nigga will be three steps in jail with him or whatever shit. Because at the end of the movie, people, he straight up says, oh, you know, the FBI, they kind of let me go because I was cooperative with them to getting Harrison Ford and Gary Oldman's character. But not to mention, they also gave me some money somehow, whatever. Just, you know, I could open up my own business with my friends and shit.
Oh, don't forget,
you
also got to keep
the
car,
dude. Oh, my God. Okay. Jeez. Oh, and then I got to say this right now. The reason why this fucking movie is so goddamn boring is because it is talking about phones for 2 hours.
Phones, brands that you don't even see.
This is a keyboard warrior's dream come true. That's what this is. This you right now. There's some keyboard gangster typing in how gangster this movie is.
Oh wait, I thought they were doing that with that black hat.
And they were doing that with Fifth Estate as well. They were doing that for a lot. I don't know what it is, but the past 4 years now, whatever, we're releasing like some reason every year now has to have two movies that deals with either technology or some computers or just typing. I don't know what the fuck is about that now, but I'm gonna tell you this right now, people. It's boring in real life, so I highly doubt it's going to be fucking entertaining on the damn silver screen.
You're the only movie that can escape that, right? Hackers.
Oh, I thought the only one that could have did something with it was Transcendence, and we all know how that fell apart, so...
Yeah, well, at least Hackers was stupid fun.
Yeah, okay. Damn.
Okay, look, I don't mind a bad movie as long as it's entertaining bad, like Double Team, where they have cyber monks.
Okay, you get a pass because you live in Louisiana in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, so your level of entertainment probably is a little set standards here. I mean, for God's sakes, you got a crush on Liam Hemsworth, so I can understand where you're coming from, but for someone...
It's more like a curse, actually.
It's not a curse, whatever. You just I know what the curse is, whatever. You can't get Chris, so you just go for Liam. I know that game, girl. You ain't...
Okay, first off, I am never... ever going after a married man, no matter how much I want to.
Oh, you crazy, girl. That's the best. That's the best.
Okay, fine. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's fun. Trust me.
It's
trust me on it. It is fun to ruin someone's relationship. Trust me. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Not unless you hate the person.
You don't know the person. That's the best part of it. You don't know the person. You feel no guilt afterwards.
Yeah,
we can go over, we can spend this whole rest of this podcast going over how many relationships I done fucked over.
Yeah, that I believe,
because
I've never had sex, so...
Oh, virgin! Oh! How old are you, Amethyst, by the way? I don't even know how old you are. I don't know shit about you, actually.
I'm 22 years old.
22 years old, or whatever. And live in Louisiana, black female, 22, virgin. You're in school?
Not at the moment. I'm currently in this program where I get to work. The government, because of the Spurgers thing.
Oh, shit, you working for the government. Should you be on this show?
Oh, calm down. It's not even like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, you know what? You ain't using your real name, so you know what? You're safe now. See that, people? She knows the game. Different name means they don't track you down. See, that's right. 22-year-old black female virgin. Mm. So, let me ask you this question now. Is that by choice?
Yeah, mostly, because I'm not really in a rush, to be honest. Like, I don't see the point of me having sex now, so...
Damn, you sound so enthusiastic about this. You're just like, yeah, well, you know, sex is whatever, you know. Hey, teach us all.
It is whatever. I don't really care for much.
You know what? If you fucked as much as I have, you wouldn't give a shit neither. I'm not gonna lie. So, I understand where you're coming from. I don't know if it's just I'm getting old or I'm tired, but, you know, hey...
It's probably a combination of both.
I was about to say it's both, and plus, you know, I'm constantly looking out from over my shoulders for cops and shit like that nowadays, but I got other shit to worry about than pussy nowadays, so...
Like this movie.
Yeah, I was about to say, hey, well, you know, whenever you're ready to lose that, you give me a call then, okay?
How about we just continue talking about this terrible dialogue?
Okay, well, you know what? Hey, I see my game ain't working, but I always got Cody if you ever need a second, so...
Nice try, but yeah.
That's a good-looking black man, so, hey, I'd fuck him.
Yeah, I'd rather fuck Charlie.
Let me ask you a question, too. We're going to get you... Are you predominantly black neighborhood, white neighborhood? What you got?
Yeah, it's a combination of both.
Any good-looking guys?
No.
And then there you go. That's why people... And you know what? That answers all... I should have just asked that first, because that answers every question right there. Ain't no good-looking guys, and ain't no fucking point then. I mean, unless you got some Liam Hemsworths running around your city.
No. Mm. I have an irrational fear of track guys.
How about girls? Any hot girls there?
I don't know any, so you're out of luck.
You think they'd be up to P1 standards?
I thought P1's standard was anything with a vagina.
That's right. So it looks like I'll be coming to Louisiana this week then. All right now. Oh, I love when my bastards pay attention.
Anyway, back to this these potholes the size of China's population.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's nothing but plot holes in the movie. But my main issue with the movie, though, I have to say, is I was just fucking bored out of my mind. And number two, I had no idea what the fuck they were talking about throughout this whole film.
I mean, you would think the point is we would try to do is just explain the lingo a little bit, so that way you're not as lost.
Yeah.
But this, like, I barely knew what they're talking about. Like, I knew he was somewhat talking about a Trojan. I was like, oh, he's just gonna plant virus. And now I've lost completely. What he's now I'm completely lost. I don't know what he's saying anymore.
You know,
oh God, where are the subtitles? We need to get them.
And you know what was so stupid about the fucking film is that all this espionage and secrecy and fucking over someone over. Mind you, people, this movie is about some goddamn cell phones.
Cell phones.
And yet, we got all this espionage, secrecy, billionaire, philanthropists and shit going on, whatever. And you just like...
Yeah, with the worst assassin ever. Like, he gave it... Like, I like how they show this... Like, Julian McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
They easily subdue him in one scene, and then in the next scene... And then, immediately after, he's outrun, and then next scene's with him, he's easily taken down with a punch. And
oh, the editing was horrible, man.
Runs away.
Yeah. Mind you, people, over some fucking cell phones!
Yeah.
Fucking cell phone! Like, I wonder if AT&T and Verizon go through this problem. I wonder if, like, you know, AT&T or Apple, you know, Apple sends a dead Steve Jobs over to Verizon every now and then or something like that, you know, to check out things that's going on, you know, or does Samsung and Apple go out like this, you know, Apple's like, we got to get a guy in there, check out that new Samsung or whatever, you know, I wonder if that's
how... I think that would be more interesting.
I personally think that would be more interesting, too. You know why? It's because, first of all, we got some boring-ass leads. Amber Heard is forced and horrible herself in here, which, mind you, okay... This is probably the first review I've done about Love that Cody wasn't on. So, people, you can't throw that gay joke around about us no more. But if you did, I wouldn't mind it anyway, because Cody is a sexy-looking man.
I'm sick of that stuff myself. Like, I am so tired of seeing Love and crap.
Okay.
I'm tired of seeing Love and young adult books. Like, really? You can't hook up two characters, just advance and help them grow and develop the story?
Like Edge of Tomorrow did.
Yeah, I would like that movie.
Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow did that. There was no forced romance in that. There became a connection in between the two, but it was never a, oh, I must kiss you now, or at the end of the... It was none of that bullshit or whatever. But the bullshit in here that Amber Heard pulls, she's a bitch. Let's go ahead and say it. She's a bitch. She's just looking to fuck. She's not looking... She's talking about you ain't career-oriented. At the end of this goddamn movie, though, the end of this fucking movie, she straight up looks at this dude, Liam Hemsworth, and tells him... after they about to break up or something, I forgot the line she said.
Oh, I know. She said, you know, I failed you because you were different to them.
Bullshit!
I thought the same thing.
when she...
I'm a Brendan Tone guy.
I was pissed already. I was ready to end it right there. It almost felt like the movie should have just ended because I was ready to turn it off. Matter of fact, I did pause it and go took a shower. I was just like, I think I'm like halfway done with this fucking movie. That was some straight up bullshit because that beginning half of this movie, she's playing hard to get, saying, I don't want to date you. You ain't career typed or whatever, oriented. You know, you pretty much she was just saying, you ain't good enough for me. You're not good enough for me. I work hard to be better than men or whatever and shit. Like, I don't need you in my life and shit. And then... And then to end it with her line being, I liked you and got with you because I thought you was different. Bitch, you got with him because you saw that apartment.
Right.
You saw that apartment.
And the car and the clothes.
The clothes. You saw him schooling your ass at work or whatever. You got with him because he was a successful man. So shut the fuck up with that. I thought you was different. And I don't even know what to think about you now. Oh, don't touch me.
I hate it. I can't stand it. I don't know why I keep putting them in movies because that genuinely turns me off whenever I first do that. Like, I'm sorry I keep harping on this. Like, but the second Thor movie, when they put that in there, that just really bothered me. Even though it's just like, why would you punch him? The man was too busy with an alien invasion. He couldn't have time to drop in and say hi, and yet your first instinct is to punch him in the face.
I'm going to go back to my race issue. White people.
Well, Thor is king of the white people.
But you know what? He is a king of the white people. And I'm about to say, Natalie Portman, white woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting that out there. Amethyst, see, me and you understand that is because we niggas, we just say, well, fuck you, bitch. You know, go on about yourself or whatever shit. But you know, white people, they got to complicate things and make things look ridiculous. Trust me, I've dated white women. Fucked with them, too. I know the lingo of them.
My sister-in-law would disagree, but...
I would love to slap the shot of Thor, though. Just hoping he'd hit me back. Just.
I don't think it would be worth it.
Wait, did you say your sister-in-law?
Yeah, I have a white sister-in-law.
You got a sister-in-law, so your brother is married, huh?
My big brother, yes.
Your big brother? How many siblings you got, Amethyst?
Let's see, I got three. I got
Damn, she don't even know how many siblings she got. She got so many of the motherfuckers that they ain't... That's why she won't have sex people, is because she's just scared to end up with 20 kids and shit like that, see?
Okay, first off, I have three siblings. I'd much rather their names be completely in total secrecy. So let's just call one of them Jay.
You ain't got to say the names. You can just... You ain't got to say the names. Yeah.
Just, don't worry about it.
Just brothers? You got any sisters or brothers?
Well, all brothers, actually.
All married?
Let's see. My younger brother's getting married. My other brother, he's getting married. My big brother, my other big brother that lives in Thibodeau, he's already married and has two kids.
Girl, I'm about to hook you up with Cody. We gotta get you some dick now. You know, and if Cody can't do it, then I always got CJ as a backup, so.
Okay, now you
I'm just, you know, it got weird when I said CJ. I know you know, but hey. You know, he can put that CeeLo Green on you, and if you tell him no, he can be like, fuck you. So, you know, so I'm just.
I told him Cody spending time with his daughter on his birthday. He told me I should go back to Black Hat and call me a witch. What's wrong with me, wishing? What's wrong with me saying that you should spend time with your daughter on your birthday?
CJ a jackass anyway. He doesn't know that your crush relies on Liam, not Chris. But anyway, I don't know if you noticed, but CJ don't really pay attention too much. So
that is very obvious.
Yes, he's a little on the slow side. So please treat him nicely if you can. I know a lot of people keep messaging me about how good of a friend I am ever since he went on his trip, though. But P1, fucking people's trips up. Yes, that's what I do.
Not ever announced I'm going
to trip. Funny thing is, people always looking like, it's like, how can we get P1 back? It's like, you can't because I blab my own shit on the air, so.
Yeah.
I don't give people a chance to get me. I just go ahead and say it myself, but.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
should we get back to this made-to-TV movie?
Oh, well, you know, hey, I was having such a good conversation talking to you, you know, but hey, you know what? We could get back into this piece of shit, but, let's get into the actors in. Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. And that was my little brother that just came in. Sorry.
That was your what?
Harrison Ford was... my baby brother just came in.
Oh, I thought you said you just came right now when I said Harrison Ford. I was about to say, damn, shit. Apparently you are attracted to old men. Shit.
No. Harrison Ford was gone.
Harrison Ford was phoning that shit in, okay?
Yeah, I can tell. It's like, are you even trying? I mean, yeah, Liam Hemsworth may not be isn't really all that great of an actor, but at least he's trying. Compared to you, who's just phoning it in.
Oh, so you caught that trying on Liam Hemsworth's part. Oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
That motherfucker had the same reaction on his face throughout the whole movie.
Okay, I can probably explain. He was somewhat...
Jesus Christ.
But for the most part, he was horrible.
He failed completely, man. If that's him trying, then damn. Shit.
Well, maybe that was before the acting coach.
He has an acting coach? Shit.
What else was it so good in that, let's see, Mockingjay movie?
Yeah, that's it, though. No, but he's had a couple of movies. He had a movie actually last year, too, with Dwayne Johnson. He was horrible in it. Empire State.
More horrible in it, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. It was actually a horrible movie or whatever. So apparently that acting coach wasn't helping them that much. I think that was just him helping Mockingjay because that movie sucked.
Yeah, pretty much. When your best star is leading things where something's terrible.
You can't tell Sammy that with her best of list. But,
Well, by the way, as a pre-warning, it does indeed get downhill from that second movie.
Yeah, I would assume so, because I don't give a shit about the franchise in general. Now, my old coach...
I never cared about it ever since that first movie. Like, even after I read the books, like in high school, it was like, meh.
No. Yeah, and this last book I hear is people's least favorite, so...
It is the least favorite. It's got, like, 3 stars, I think, on Amazon.
It's the only one I haven't read out of the 3.
You're better off. That, not in your life, man.
Okay, well then good, because I don't need no more bullshit like I have with Paranoia, so.
Good point.
I love how everything of this review is everything but Paranoia. You know why? It's because not a goddamn thing happens in Paranoia that's interesting to talk about. Not a damn thing happens. Nothing.
Yeah, plus, even the title doesn't even make any sense. Like, the first, like, when you hear the movie called Paranoia, your first thought is, oh, it's going to be a psychological horror film.
Thank you.
Not espionage thriller.
I said that 45 minutes into the fucking film when I was watching it. I said, why is this shit called Paranoia? There's nothing paranoid about this at all. And they spent a good half of the fucking movie talking about GPS trackers. I'm just like, it's 2013 and y'all still talking about GPS trackers? GPS trackers is already as advanced as it can be.
Yeah, even in the beginning with he was doing that whole pitch.
Yeah.
With that. And Gary Oldman was like, really, social media on TV? Like, why is this guy head of a tech company again?
Which was funny because I wanted to tell that brother, have you ever heard of a smart TV, you jackass?
Right.
I was gonna say, have you Blu-ray players now have a fucking internet connection to get on social media? You know that, right, jackass? You know that now, right? Do you know that 2 new game consoles are called an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4 came out? And I know, especially the Xbox One specializes in social media such as Skype and Facebook. Did you know that, jackass? I don't think he knew that. I don't think he fucking knew that at all. So I personally would have cussed him out too and said, you can sit there and drink your fucking tea all you like, or you can get on your fucking phone and check out Facebook right now. Can I ask you a question?
That was the only part I liked. Because at least his character had to be able to say something. It's like, wow, his boss is strange.
Why did they get fired?
Because apparently he pissed off God.
What the fuck? That made
no... I'm actually referring to a line of characters that said, when that
happened. Made no fucking sense. It was just like, oh, we work for this company or whatever. We're gonna pitch this idea. Next scene, after they pitched the idea and he didn't care for it, they carrying their boxes outside the company. I was just like, they got fired for pitching a bad idea? I was like, if only that could happen at Sony, then. A lot of motherfuckers would be losing their jobs right about now.
Yeah.
Aunt May movie? Yo, pack your shit and get up out of here.
Oh, don't forget that Zorro Django crossover movie.
Oh, I know you excited about that.
No. Don't even play that.
I know all the Mexicans out there are happy as fuck right now. They'd be like, oh, finally, our hero, Viva la Raza, is back. El Zorro. Now we get the stereotype 2 niggas at once. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, great.
The only thing missing is Tonto from Lone Ranger now. Throw in an Eskimo and we have a full fucking blackout party here.
Yes, I've
been. You call it the League of Ordinary Niggas. There you go. But, man, Gary, I thought Gary Oldman was the worst in here, though.
Yeah.
I
thought Harrison Ford was worse.
Yeah.
Amber Heard is in second. Liam Hemsworth third.
I would say Amber Heard is not bad. It's just what they her, the material they gave her to work with is bad.
Yeah, and I saw a movie with her called Syrup.
Ugh. And you've watched that? Oh.
Yeah, with Kellan Lutz.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, well, I didn't. Well, I was trying to see which movie was worse, Paranoia or that movie.
Paranoia.
That movie was trying to be a comedy. I didn't laugh once.
Yeah.
Not only that, it was trying to be like, I think, this movie about how advertising worked, and they were marketing the silicone front.
Yeah. Paranoia is worse. Paranoia is worse. And there's one thing I can't stand in a movie that's fucking boring. Well, it's fucking boring. Not to mention, we forgot to mention the ultimate actors of actors. Team Doom up here. Mr. Julian McMahon. Oh, my.
Worst assassin ever.
What in the hell is that brother doing in here?
That's what I thought, too. It's like, wow, you really desperate for work, huh? I even remember seeing a movie called, I think, Bait 3D, where he was in a supermarket where this giant massive tsunami trapped these people in a supermarket.
Yeah, he played that character named Doyle. He played Doyle in it.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember that fucking movie. I hated that fucking movie.
Yeah, kid from Twilight.
He pretty much plays in a lot of shit I don't like. I think the most decent thing he was in was probably Prisoners.
But have you ever seen a movie called The Loved Ones?
Yes, I have.
Was it just meh, or... I was thinking about seeing it, or...
What is it with you and bringing up a lot of shit that I don't like? I don't... Like, is this like a test right now, or like, what is this?
No, it's not a test. I'm just being genuinely curious, because I don't want... Like you said, I don't watch a lot of movies, but mm-hmm. I do recognize a terrible movie when I see it. Because, like, the only movie I remember ever walking out on was, two. One was Oculus, and the other one was Transformers. What was it? Age of Extinction.
No, the last one?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't commend you for walking out of Transformers. That movie is so goddamn long. It's just like, you know what? I could be doing something better than this.
Yeah.
So you walked out of Oculus, though, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, I watched the movie on Netflix, and honestly, it's nothing to write home about. Like, I don't get why horror people praise movies like those when really it's just generic.
So you agree with me saying that the horror genre is damn near dead, then?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, the only horror movies I like happen to be, like, well, not horror, like, just one in particular called Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Like, that's the only one I like.
So you like comedy horrors, basically, what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Yeah, like Tucker Dale versus Evil, Cabin in the Woods, shit like that, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that 100% too. I think that the horror genre itself needs to add other elements of genres into their filming, because it's just cliched and predictable, and now they're getting so cheap because they can make the horror movies so cheap now that they don't give a fuck now. They're just throwing any actors in there, throwing any plots in there. They don't even have to show you the damn ghost no more nowadays, and people will still go see that shit.
Annoying if you ask me. Like, look, I don't care if you don't have a lot of horror movies. Gore in the movie, I don't care about the ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You have an atmosphere, characters I can care about if they get slaughtered, things that will actually make me scared,
mm-hmm.
then I'm fine. If it doesn't have any of those things, then why am I even watching this movie? Like, I mean, it's starting to become like your old Pops Martin, like, he hates it when everybody dies at the end of the horror movie. It's like, then what's the point of me even watching this thing?
Well, it's funny because, I want to say, when I was growing up, that used to be the trend. Nowadays, it seems to be the trend. Nobody dies. So now, I'm just like, all this is just bullshit. Oculus, definitely. That kind of pissed me off, actually. A lot of people talking about that when she ate that light bulb scene, but I was like, that never even fucking happened, though. It was just in her mind. So I was like, so to me, it doesn't fucking count. So.
Yeah, that movie was stupid like this one was.
Well, you know the story of when I went to go see it. A lot of mentally challenged kids were in the theater, and they were...
yeah.
Best theater experience ever, because that was awesome. You know when the mentally...
Yeah, if you can't even scare mentally challenged kids, you fail.
Yes, and I didn't even make that story. That's not even a joke or whatever. My sister was there and everything, and we was just laughing at, like, all the mentally challenged kids. It was a row of them just yelling out how stupid the movie. I was just like... It's hilarious how that, but, back to this fucking movie now.
This
movie is the most generic, forgettable shit that I've probably watched in the past year.
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much. Like, if I had to describe it as one thing, it's like that...
It's bland.
Yeah, it's like that super, super bland cola that you see in the local Walmart. You know, the one with the blue label.
Yeah.
That just had the word cola on the front of it.
Yeah.
That's what this movie is.
And so it's like the goddamn cartoons where it just says it's a can and it just says spinach on that motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty much.
They don't even have a brand on that shit, whatever. And you know, the thing is, this is based off a novel.
I know. That's but I hear that novel's actually, well, for the novel's actually pretty suspenseful, but you never got anything across from this movie.
I bet the novel, and I don't even shit on the novel, I bet the novel is better than the movie just because I bet somewhere of reading this, this is probably interesting for about 20 pages. But for a 2-hour film, I highly fucking doubt any of this is interesting because I think the concept of these two companies going head-to-head, that's probably interesting. But not all this secrecy shit where Gary Oldman's deep down is a fucking villain, wants to ruin people, and it's like, oh, I'm going to send you in here to do this now, whatever. Mind you, these motherfuckers took a car and spent $10,000 in a club.
Right.
What in the hell was he thinking? Mind you, once again, white people. What in the hell was you thinking taking a car, not knowing that, the funny part about that is when Gary Oldman confronts him about it, he's like, oh man, I can't do that, that's stealing, I could go to jail for this, whatever. You didn't think you can go to fucking jail for identity fucking theft, which is this credit theft?
You also forgot one more thing, like Gary Oldman said, well, you could have paid off your dad's medical bills, your student loans,
yeah,
your house loans. But no, you just decided to go party with your friends. Because you wanted to have that taste.
And they spent $10,000 on some goddamn...
No, it wasn't $10,000.
Yeah.
It was $16,000.
Oh, was it okay. $16,000 on some goddamn cheap-ass Ciroc vodka. You've got to be fucking kidding.
I feel like I'm that dad from that, from The Wolf of Wall Street. Like, you spent $16,000 in drinks.
Oh, cheap. Those
drinks cure cancer.
On cheap vodka, though. Cheap vodka, though. I'll tell you this right now, people, because I've done this before. If you go to the club and you buy the bottle of Ciroc vodka, that bottle is $100. No higher than that. No fucking higher than that. That is the cheapest bottle you will probably buy if you did got that at the club. That bottle is $16.99 in a goddamn liquor store. It is $100 at the club if you get VIP. I've known this because I've done it. Even in Vegas, that shit is almost $85. That shit does not go over $100. So when they said $16,000, what in the fuck did he spend that on? Did he buy $16,000 worth of prostitutes in this bitch?
Well, this is a PG-13 movie too, man, so...
Oh, that's probably the other fucking problem then with
it. Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody's trying to be so hardcore with this movie. It's like, oh, we do this, we're so gangster or whatever. Shit, nigga, you a keyboard warrior. You ain't gangster. Shit.
Like, there is nothing interesting about this film, except for the part where there's two companies going out. That's just it. My personal feeling is, like, I feel like even if you did get a different cast for this, like, apparently, like, you know Gary Oldman's role, like, Kevin Spacey was originally supposed to take it.
Yeah. You know what? It's a far-fetched fucking thriller that manages to feel generic as hell. In spite of the novel being such about this high-tech corporate espionage and shit, that this one just felt so generic. Why did they get him an apartment is what I'm trying to understand. It's like...
That's to keep an eye on him.
But it was like, you was doing that at his house, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, why don't you take the time to plug his house and apartment?
And I don't even remember him having an interview. Neither.
No.
He met up with that one dude and Amber Heard's character. It looked like it was just like a dinner. It didn't even look like they really went over anything. Like, they didn't show him nothing, none of his work or nothing. It was just talking. Yeah. And then the very fucking next scene, here's your office. I was like, what? Did I miss a scene here?
Yeah, the editing in this film is also pretty bad, because remember that action scene where he's, like, running and...
Oh, yeah.
What was
so bad about that, though? What was so bad about that, though, is they spent almost, I want to say, 20 minutes getting Liam Hemsworth in shape, teaching him, studying him, saying, we get you this apartment, and to get that damn job only took a minute.
Well, that's charismatic. Well, that's the understated charisma.
Damn, I never thought I'd hear the word charisma, paranoia, and Liam Hemsworth in the same sentence. But
I'm actually being sarcastic.
I would hope the fuck you are.
I am being sarcastic. It's like, I'm aware this guy is not being, the most charismatic, well, not even slightly charismatic, but I think he's just better off just doing something else other than acting, because clearly it's like the minute I found out he was doing the Independence Day, like he's rumored they try to get him to do that Independence Day sequel, I'm like, oh god, this is the Raid thing all over again.
Liam, I'm giving you some news right here. You ain't your brother. You are not an action star. You are not a dramatic actor. What you need to be doing. I was just about to say, that's probably where you'd work best. Look at Chris Pine. That brother works very well in comedy. I don't know what it is about him, but the dude is funny as hell.
Yeah, maybe that is where he's better off. Look, if you have your older brother, then you just have to just do strictly comedy, let's face it. He's probably better than Melissa McCarthy. Well, anyone's better than Melissa McCarthy.
He has to go to comedy just for the simple fact that this brother can't do any other facial fucking reactions than the same look on his face. And you can't do dramatic or action with that same look on you. I'm sorry. It's got to be something hilarious about that at all. Gary Oldman's blimey Cockney accent and Harrison Ford's short buzz cut. Man, this shit was pissing. I ain't gonna lie. I was getting annoyed. I was just like, the thing was, too, it wouldn't end. It just kept going.
Yo, you mean it had the Lord of the Rings style ending, like you think it's gonna end, but then, you know.
Yeah. It should have ended when he got arrested, but this movie managed to find a way to go on for another 10 goddamn minutes with some.
Like, I thought it was some bullshit, no, but I was expecting it to be the ending layer cake. You know, you see him all happy and smiling, and all here is bang. You see Liam Hemsworth lying up in his own blood.
That ending was some bullshit. I'm sorry. That was some bullshit. I was upset.
I know.
This brother gets arrested, get some bullshit ass speech. Oh, well, I'm white because, you know, I'm white, so I can get free or whatever. Motherfucker, next scene, has his own damn company. He's running his own company and then gets Amber Heard, who has no chemistry with this brother whatsoever throughout this whole fucking film. And for some reason, she, I thought you was different, but, you know, well, maybe we can work this out then, or whatever. It's just like, y'all never was working nothing out in the first fucking place. Y'all was just fucking each other.
Okay, Ewan, let's face it. The only reason why she got with him is because he had that money.
Yeah. She's just using him to get the Chris. Let's be real.
Pretty much, yeah.
I wish Woody Harrelson was in this film so he could be like, wait a minute, aren't you're related to... That's Thor.
I never saw the interview, but I did see gifs of it and his reaction to that.
Oh, you gotta check out that interview. That's one of the best fucking interviews I've ever fucking seen. Cause he was so shocked that he was related to Chris. He was like, and you know, I was kind of questioning that too, because I'm like, damn, where's his brother's accent at? You can't. He's good at doing an American impression, or he really doesn't have an accent. In those interviews, I never hear his accent at all.
Well, it must be like me, because I barely have a southern accent, only with certain words. But he must have just lost it somewhere along the way.
Because Chris's accent is, you could hear that accent. It's sexy as fuck, too. Don't get me wrong, whatever. I mean, every time
you open it. It's
funny because Chris does more fucking movies than that brother.
And yet, doesn't take off, apparently.
No.
For the exception with Thor and the Avengers and the Marvel movies. But
I can't wait.
Apparently, not a lot of his movies are all that popular as far as.
I can't wait to see that brother in that armor again, putting that hammer to work. Oh my god.
Okay, I'll just
give me 5 minutes right now, real quick. I just need 5 minutes. That's all. Maybe even two. You never know. I'm in a rush right now. But you know what? Amethyst Chaos. Well, let's wrap this up. What would be your final thoughts of Paranoia?
Honestly. I was going back and forth, but is it a stream or fuck it? It's just, fuck it.
Yep!
Like, that's my honest, is it, because there's nothing about this film. Like, you can't even get drunk and point and laugh at some of the more ridiculous scenes, but that's it. I don't see this movie being, like, deep. Like, as far as I'm concerned, like, if I had to do a list of the worst of movies, like, at most this movie would be an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm. Because you know why it'd be an honorable mention? Because you'd forget it even fucking came out this year.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you'd fucking forget it even fucking came out, because this bombed at the box office, didn't make shit. And would you recommend this to anyone?
People who are maskers.
Wow. That I was not looking forward to that answer, because I would recommend this to everyone that I love. That's what I would do. I'd be like, yo, check out this movie, man. It's got Thor's little baby brother in here and shit.
Yes, yeah, those. Honestly, even with those Thor movies, it's like, wow, people only just see Tommy Hiddleston now, huh?
Shit, I see it for Naked Thor. That's what I see it, but hey, to eat.
Yeah, 10 seconds of Naked Thor.
10 seconds is all I need to get a screenshot. That's all I need. That's all I ask.
I have one question for you. Why is he naked in those 3 seconds of that Avenger trailer? When people die, do they magically lose their clothes?
Yes! Yes. Yes. Thank God. Yes. Thank God.
No, that movie would be real.
I can't say nothing about that. I haven't seen the movie. It's just a trailer. I don't know what's going on in that scene at all. But all I got to say is, he must have found P1 and now under that water. That's what it was.
No, he found the rock.
You know what it was? He saw T'Challa down there.
No, he saw a storm. It's like, I must have this brown sugar for myself.
That brown sugar, that brown sugar is, I don't know about that, because that relationship seems not to be working too soon. But he's like, right. Hey, Thor don't discriminate. He's like black, white, or whatever. He's like, yeah, I see no difference. Pussy is pussy. He sounds like P1, actually.
Yeah, no wonder you like him so much.
I think I'd be able to hold Mjolnir. I think I'd be worthy. I think.
Is that before or after? Enslave all mankind.
Both. I'd be like the Black Green Lantern when he confronted the White Green Lantern. Was like, yo, man, you only saving the white people. What's up with that? And they'd feel obligated just to give me the hammer.
No, you would just use the hammer just to destroy Tyrese. Just keep him from being black. Just
excuse me, Tyrese, I'd fucking kill Warner Brothers. What are you talking about? Shit, I'd fucking blow that whole goddamn company up. But people, obviously everybody knows what I'm giving. I'm giving this a fuck it. I don't recommend this to anyone. I mean, I wouldn't tell you to watch this. I wouldn't even tell you to watch this if you were bored and had nothing else to do.
Or if you've seen every single thing on Netflix.
Because you know why? You could probably fucking jerk off and have a better time doing that than you would watching this fucking movie. You know what? You'd probably have fun jerking somebody else off than watching this fucking. And I'm talking about same sex, too, probably. Because you know why? You'd be like, oh, I've never done it before, so fuck it. Might as well try it. But then...
I'd just rather watch 2 years on Netflix if that's the case. Because at least you get a naked, nasty drama.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't mind that. Or this is a high old fuck it. I don't recommend this to anyone. And Liam Hemsworth and Rusty, you can go fuck yourself, man. Everybody in this fucking movie can go to hell. Gary Oldman, you broke my heart. You really did. Gary Oldman is one of those actors that can turn a bad movie and still bring out a great performance in it. And my God, that shit, this sure did. He didn't give a shit in this movie.
Was it that
obvious? Yeah, it is. But, people, that has been another Review of the Bastard. Obviously, let me go ahead and break down what the show is about. Every month, I'm doing a show with one of the you lovely spoiling bastards out there. This month, I had Miss Amethyst Chaos. Oh, got her for Valentine's month. Hey, you trying to be my Valentine's date, Miss Chaos?
Aren't you married?
Engaged, but, hey, each his own. Hey, I'm up for 3 ways.
No. You can have a three-room with Sammy, but not for me.
Come back next month and I'll tell you how I ruined this these three women's marriages or whatever and shit. But anyway, basically what you do for this show is you are the host. I'm just in the background. I'm just running my mouth, shooting the shit with you, you know, having fun. Because what I'm doing, Miss Chaos, I'm telling the people out there, is what I'm giving a chance for the bastards out there to do a review of their own, have it posted on a site that is a nominated worthy site, obviously, because we're going to win the podcast awards this year, Miss Chaos. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
yeah,
well,
you do win.
Oh yeah, we're going to win this year. I know it. I know for a fucking fact I'm going to win this year. Last year was a fluke. That nomination, everybody should be like, oh, you should be happy you got nominated last year. Fuck that. I want fuck that. Yeah. If you're going to get nominated, you might as well fucking win, too. I'm going to win this goddamn game. You got to rig that shit. But this show is, to get back to all the spoiling bastards out there, like I said, what you do to get on this show is you send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, email, whatever it is, at moviespoilerspodcast@gmail.com, moviespoilerpod at Twitter, moviespoilers, just type that in on Facebook, you'll find me or something like that. You send me a message, send me a movie off of Netflix, and then I'll randomly pick whoever it is. I think I'm going to go back and forth between guy, girl. I mean, last month I did a guy, girl, so probably next month I'm going to go with a guy next month and then a girl. Ooh, a lady next month, after the month after that or whatever. And, you know, hopefully someone picks the ladies, man, you know. Hopefully a lady picks that.
hopefully she gets their movie next month.
You know what? Yeah, somebody pick a fucking good movie for once. I see enough bad fucking movies as it is. I don't need to continue. This was a chore to watch this, okay? I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I did experiment with this movie. I've watched it like 7 times, and each time I got more and more. But, the only reason why I remember it is because I'm talking to you.
Wow, you really are chaotic then. You just like causing pain to yourself, huh? I wouldn't watch this movie.
Yeah, self-mutilator.
I wouldn't watch this movie once, let alone several times, but Jesus, okay.
I just did it as an experiment, just to see how forgettable it was, and each time, more and more forgettable.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, Ms. Chaos, did you have fun? Did you get things off your chest, namely your tits?
Yes.
Nice. I did my job then.
Even if Liam Hemsworth was listening to this, it's like, he ain't doing his brother no favors. It's like, look, my only advice to that guy would be like, look, you can please stop trying to do all these dramatic roles, man. It ain't working out for you. Do something else. Do comedy for the love of God. Because I'm getting tired of seeing these, like, dramatic things from you, like, cut bank. That movie is hard. It looks hard.
My advice for you, Liam, as you're listening to, is go fuck yourself. That'd be my advice for you. And stop acting. Or whatever it is you call that thing you do when you're on screen and somebody's filming it. Just stop it all together. I mean, I could do without another one of your crappy-ass fucking films.
Oh, you do realize they have an older brother, right? Luke Hemsworth?
Yes, I do. And he's the unknown one that could be the talented one out of the three. Never know.
Well, he's not the most good-looking out of the bunch.
No. I mean, it seems to get worse as it get younger. I've noticed that. So, Chris was obviously the first, the gorgeous, handsome, brooding, heavy-muscled, hammered-wielding, blonde, blue-eyed, gorgeous bombshell. Liam is just, he's like this movie, he's just bland and generic. And, yeah, he's Amethyst lover. But, okay, people, I'm getting out of here now. Amethyst Chaos, it was a pleasure. I had a great time doing this with you. It was nice to have a black lady on the show.
First one, apparently.
Nah, I used to have a black female co-host before before I started all this stuff with the movie spoilers you know today. So, so I'm used to this. Matter of fact, it just kind of took me back. I was just like, damn. So this is what it was like. Alrighty then. Well, people, that has been another Review with a Bastard. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Amethyst Chaos.
That's the sweet, lovely Lord Voldemort there. I mean, Amethyst Chaos.
Okay, I'm just gonna.
You
know, man, I'm just done with it. If you keep calling me Lord Voldemort.
I'm just gonna sit in the corner over here and, you know, brood or whatever a little bit about, you know, my feelings to you, but you know.
Okay.
To each his own, man, you know. Later, bastards.
Yeah, see ya.
Remind me of Wyatt. I knew he'd be my competition someday. I'm on the eve of a revolution. And it's something you're never going to be able to duplicate.
Is that so?
That's what you wanted. I spent my money. I'm out.
You are only out, my son, when I say you're out. I own you right now.
I'm with the FBI's Criminal Investigation Division. Spying for Wyatt will land you in jail. Double-crossing Goddard will get you killed.
We recorded it all, every conversation between you and Wyatt.
The kid knows too much.
Let's go for a ride.
You stood on my shoulders! Now I'm standing on your neck.
Was alive.
I'm gonna make this right. I'm gonna use what they taught me to destroy what they built.
We had good intel on this.
Where did you get that intel from, Nick?